Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Yeah. All right, it's a condensed version. What do you got, Susie?
Trying on clothes.
Yeah.
Overrated. For gals particularly, I'm saying it.
Okay.
I had to buy a dress for a wedding.
How was the wedding?
Fun.
Okay, good.
It's at a place in Cambridge called Pinewood Weddings and Event Center. And it was tucked away in the woods.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
Nice.
But I wanted a dress, and I thought I had dresses, and I do have dresses, but I wanted a new dress.
New dress. Who doesn't want, like, a new outfit for a wedding? Yeah,
right?
You've earned it.
Right? I feel that way.
I mean, you just had a week off, so why not?
So I thought, because I'm a consignment shopper.
Oh, I have a lot of consignment shoppers in my life.
Yeah, so I thought I would go hit a few stores.
They're great, by the way.
One of the stores, I'll just say Goodwill, which can have good stock.
Sure, absolutely.
Especially the one in Minnetonka, because a lot of the rich ladies give their stuff away.
Oh,
it's no longer cool. So anyway, I get a dress and I take it home, and it's the size I think I always wear.
Yeah.
And it looked like it would fit me.
Yep.
And it was tight on my butt, and I was like, God, I'm gonna burn. There's nothing worse.
Nothing wrong with showing off the booty a little bit.
No, I cannot have tight clothes on my booty.
Okay.
It drives me nuts. Anyway, so then I went to a couple others, and I decided I went to this place in South Minneapolis called New Look on 50th and Penn, and I just took the dress aisle. I looked at all my sizes, range, and I took like 10 dresses in the changing room.
Yeah.
But I thought, I'm going to turn around and I'm not going to look at myself, because there's nothing worse than staring at the bits that you don't like staring at.
Right.
So I turned around, so I'm not looking at the mirror. But I tried on each dress.
Yeah.
First, I felt, how did it feel? Did it go over my head? Was it tight in my arms?
Head is probably, Dave, I'm thinking that's good.
Very good start.
You need that.
Unless it's one of those you step in and pull up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
But so
good
I point. Did it not facing the mirror. Did it fit? And then I turned to see what it looked like.
Yeah.
And I found a beautiful dress.
Nice.
A lace burgundy dress.
Yeah, baby.
And it just happened to be 50% off.
Ooh.
So it was $16.
Yeah. Wow.
And then I went to another consignment store and I found a faux fur wrap, because I knew we'd be outside.
Yeah.
And then I went to another store and I found a beautiful pair of Eileen Fisher pumps.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't know Eileen Fisher, she's a big name. So here I had this
nice
ta-da,
ensemble. Yeah.
Ta-da.
Yeah.
So that's my story.
Was it worth
it? Yeah. Even
Sounds
though,
like it took a week.
No, it really didn't. But the thing is about looking at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
That's a tough thing to do.
Yeah, it's not always good.
I mean, I don't know how many people look in the mirror and go, wow, you got that going on. Because there's usually always something you don't like about, you know.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. And your guys are, you boys are just in good shape. I got lumps and things.
Oh, stop.
Did you say you knew you'd be outside?
Yes, it was going to be an outside wedding. Very short.
November 23rd.
That's November 23rd. A late outside wedding. That's, come on.
Roll of the dice. Roll of the dice.
No, that's not. And Dave, it was cold. We don't approve.
We don't approve.
We do not.
What does Dave say if you want an outside wedding?
It's inside.
But what did you say? June? Have it in July?
June, July, August, maybe early September.
And have
end
it.
Of November. Are you kidding?
What were these polar bears?
Yeah, well, it was kind of like that. They had blankets. And I'll tell you this. How about this for a wedding? Stop it.
I wouldn't even brought a dress. I would have brought a
snowsuit.
Seriously, a stylish. It's
no, but I want to say that the ceremony was beautiful.
And I hope it went 4 hours.
No, it was 12 minutes. Oh, it was good. So short. And then good, you know, we danced, and I haven't danced in a long time.
How'd you look in the dress dancing?
I got so many compliments on the dress.
Nice.
And
Were you dancing outside also?
No, inside.
Okay.
We directly went inside after the 12-minute ceremony.
Dave, what are your thoughts? They had the ceremony outside, but then could go inside?
I don't care if it's a 3-minute ceremony. Take it inside.
Inside.
Oh, come on. You got to live a little. YOLO. You only live once. These are very outdoorsy young people, and they had a very beautiful wedding, and it was terrific, can I just say, to see Ben, my son, was a groomsman, and they were all his high school buddies, and they had a blast.
That's great. Well, your favorite song to dance to?
Me?
Yeah. At the wedding.
To Be Real, Got to Be Real. That's one I like. What You Say? Is it not ringing a bell? California Love, California. Yeah. I don't know. I like funk. I like R&B.
I like funk too.
Okay.
Excellent.
So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
And I've recovered from my growliness.
I know. I liked you at about 11. You were ready to. Yeah, I thought we were going to get into a punching situation.
I was already
again.
Mean to Taylor today.
Yeah. Oh, really? Were you?
Whoa. Yes.
What'd you do?
Well, she asked me to send her a link of a story, and I said, look it up.
Yeah, that's mean.
That's kind of mean.
That's kind of mean.
A little snarky.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
At least I know that I'm snarky. Does that matter? Does that help?
I take pride in my snarkiness, so I think it's fine. Okay, let's do this. Let's pause.
Okay.
And then Dave will have plenty of time. I'll chime in. You want to chime in,
sure.
too? You can. You can chime in on the silly wedding, too, Eric.
Don't say that. I love these people. No, they're my neighbors.
It's already been,
they listen.
It's already been established.
Even wonderful people make
beautiful
choices.
They had a place to go inside, and they still did it outside.
Shut up.
I would have watched from inside, Eric. Wouldn't you have?
I would have left. I would have come back for the dinner, but at least for the 12 minutes, I would have sat in the car.
My car and binoculars, but it worked. 651-461-9226 on a show where we like to be inside.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Somebody else would know if I was checking out Susie's butt with the binoculars. If I would have been there, of course. I mean, I'm only human. Come on.
Aw.
Dave Harrigan, what do you have?
Overrated.
Yeah.
Big battery.
Yeah.
Batteries in general.
Thank you.
I'm tired of batteries. I felt like all weekend replacing batteries, toys, nightlight things that the kids have that the moment it goes out, they can't sleep for a week. And then this morning, wife comes in from the garage after trying to leave. Dave, Car battery's dead.
Oh man.
Tried to jump
bad.
It. Yeah. Couldn't get even a sniff of anything. I'm down on big battery.
Okay.
Lindsay's used to you jumping or nothing happening, so no surprise there. No surprise there. Yeah, that's a bad battery weekend.
Ugh.
And you had the cables right there, boom.
Oh yeah, had the cables. Had the cables in the back of my car. Hooked them up. Got a little spark even when I hooked the left. Yeah, a little bit. All right, and yeah, gave it about 10 minutes and nothing.
What happened?
She had to call in and say, hey, I'm going to be late to work. And then we get the kid on the bus. We drive the other to preschool. I drop her off at work. And we got a whole different thing tonight where she's got to go to coach a swim practice with the older
kid. And the car is still in the garage?
The car's in the garage, yeah. I'm going to buy a battery on the way home. And
be nice if Adam Carter had it. He's free. He's doing nothing.
Yeah, right.
Why doesn't he have it?
It's easy. I learned a little YouTube video. That's underrated, by the way. YouTube, learning how to do things on YouTube.
Oh,
changing the car battery? Pretty easy.
Yeah.
Pretty easy. So I'm going to take care of it tonight.
Do you know what old Josh Wheeler said about that? Yeah. Yesterday he said he's going home to put new brakes on his car. I said, do you know how to put brakes on your car? He said, yeah, YouTube. I'm just going to YouTube it. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Just another reminder, I'm never driving with Josh.
His car, like he did his own brakes. Holy cow.
I'm not letting somebody I know, hey, I just put in new brakes. No. I'm out.
Yeah.
Uber.
I'll give you one more here before I let you get to it.
Let's go.
Minnesota Star Tribune, they made the re-envisioning of what the newspaper should be a few months ago.
I don't like it.
I'm not happy with what I've seen so far, particularly the hey, we know better than you articles, which seem to be running once a week.
They're omnipresent.
Last week we had the here's how you dress for the cold
weather.
Honestly,
how pompous was that? You're dressing wrong.
Yes. You need to put on warm clothes. That's how you do it.
Never
with a jacket over the top.
Whoa. And then, hey, you know what you should do? Put a hat and gloves on.
Go figure.
Today I saw the, hey, here's how you handle Black Friday shopping with tips like be prepared on where you want to go and don't forget to eat something. Thank you, Minnesota Star Tribune.
Honestly. Don't forget to eat something.
Just utterly ridiculous.
I mean, thank you, experts.
Yes.
Although I will say that eating something is a good idea.
Saturday, it is.
Very
good idea.
No, wait now. Listen.
Susie just told us on WCC Radio, because I know you were confused with before. Eating food.
Yes.
Good idea.
Whether shopping or at a wedding.
No, but when you go, I was starving and I went to Costco on Saturday to pick up stuff for my mom.
Stop for a second.
I did.
Who in the hell ever goes to Costco on a Saturday?
I know.
The other option is Guantanamo Bay. Never. Come, seriously.
Because my mom needed pistachios.
Are you kidding me? And so it took you like 2 hours to get in the lot. 2 hours to go through it for some pistachios.
And I was hungry.
Dang pistachio. Oh, my God.
It was not a good Saturday. Okay, go ahead. You're next.
Wicked. Okay.
Did you see it?
I'm a musical guy. I am. I enjoy musicals. Okay?
And did you see it?
Thank God I didn't. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Oh, you didn't see
it. No movie. Get out of here. 2 hours and 40 minutes of a musical?
What movie is worth that? Remember, Departed was that long.
Not many.
Gone with the Wind.
Not many.
Wizard of Oz.
It better.
Sound of Music.
Mm-mm. Again, I am a person who likes plays and musicals. At least if you see Wicked, you got intermission. 2 hours and 40 minutes. Plus, you know you had 15 minutes of 19 previews.
Yes.
3 hour experience.
That's a big commitment.
No, thank you. The grandmother I saw on TV today, who did 1,500 push-ups in an hour. Bravo.
What?
Bravo. Now, maybe she's lying. Maybe she's 20. I don't care what age you are. 1,500 push-ups in an hour.
You should have seen the push-ups. Was she on the toes, on the knees? Was she going
all
the way
legit.
Down and up?
They look legit. Okay, so Q and I went Saturday, North Loop Green.
Oh, yeah.
It's this version of a European market.
What do you think?
Chris Kindle.
German.
Chris Kindle. It's German. It was great.
Oh,
I really
good.
Like it. So there's probably, food you can get there. There's probably 8 to 10. and there's a lot of food you can take home. The North Loop Green Area is cool.
It is so cool.
It is really nice.
It's just tucked back there, too. You kind of got to know, yeah.
It's hidden, like we're
super
talking
cool.
Downtown Council with Adam Dunnick.
Yeah.
Now, it's not a big green space, but it's set up for events like that. They had the big TV if you wanted to watch the Gopher game. We ended up crepes that were excellent. A hearty macaroni and cheese. They had all sorts of good
food. Have a good time?
You had a great time.
Oh, good.
Right? And then I bought some German cookies.
Nice.
For Thanksgiving and also a German gingerbread cake that we put both in the freezer. And we're going to break out on Wednesday. So it's still going on. So check it out. It's well worth it.
Will do.
I want to get to two other ones. These fools who leave their shopping carts in the middle of parking lots.
Oh, the worst.
At grocery stores. Okay, a couple things happen. One, number one, you're tased, and it's not at a low level. You're tased, and you need to go down. Okay. You don't need to die, but you need to go down. You need to go down. And you're not allowed to grocery shop anywhere for a month.
Wow.
Anywhere for a month.
Okay.
How effing lazy are you? There's a cart, barn, or whatever they call them, every 10 feet.
You got corrals.
Your corral is staring at you.
But okay. You're a lazy so-and-so, and you can't get it 10 feet.
Yeah. Tase with some pain, and you are not allowed to grocery shop anywhere.
Say it there. Minutes. Perfect.
And then, as a person who had a colonoscopy last week.
Yes.
And inadvertently bought toilet paper that said ultra strong as opposed to ultra soft. Maybe the dumbest decision in my life.
Oh, did you hurt your bum?
What's the grit level on it?
Yeah, sandpaper.
Whoever wants to buy ultra strong? I mean, ultra painful is what it should be called. I mean, just a horrible decision.
Oh.
All right, it's time to replace your old windows with Infinity from Marvin and get free installation labor. That's from your friends with Lindis Construction. How about next hour? Chip Scoggins on the purple and on Gopher football, including PJ. I know we're down by the end zone. Let's throw to the left tackle. Oh, that was a good decision.